Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. So today we want to talk about our story. Let's get down to business. Without beating around the bushes. Today we want to talk about a story which I think we've heard different versions of. I know I have. Without further ado, however, let's reveal the story so we can get straight to the point and, you know, deduce whatever moral it is that we need to learn from it. Here's the anecdote. Listen to it and we'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The Farmer and His Sons is the title of today's story. Listen to it. A rich old farmer who felt that he had not many more days to live called his sons. "My son," he said, "heed what I have to say to you. Do not on any account part with the estate that has belonged to our family for so many generations. Somewhere on it is hidden a rich treasure. I do not know the exact spot, but it is there, and you will surely find it. Spare no energy and leave no spot unturned in your search." The father died, and no sooner was he in his grave then the sons set to work digging with all their might, turning up every foot of ground with their spades and going over the whole farm two or three times. No hidden golden did they find, but at harvest time, when they had settled their accounts and had pocketed a rich profit for greater than that of any of their neighbors, they understood that the treasure their father had told them about was the wealth of the bountiful crop, and that in their industry had they found the treasure. Industry is itself a treasure.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Psychology tells us that there is actually no such thing as laziness. A lot of psychologists, I think I was reading an article about it. Don't ask me the name because I can't remember. But the point is, they say that there's no such thing as laziness. Rather, there's just the lack of a sustainable motivation. You know, we don't have a driving force to push us or pull us forward. And I think a lot of that is because we don't know what we want in life. And that can be really tricky. You can feel very, very bewildered and lost and confused and frustrated with yourself. You basically feel like a plastic bag in the wind when you don't know which direction to go toward, when you don't know what you want from life, when you don't know what your objective is. And during these times, it's really important to create a sort of motivation for ourselves. Something for us to look forward to. Something that expands our energy, that when we think about it, we can feel it in our chest. Something is expanding and is slowly engulfing our body and makes us want to get up and do something about it. And this motivation can start with little steps. like baby steps. You don't necessarily have to aim for the moon from the very get-go, right? Gotta be realistic. And, right, so this motivation could just start with baby steps, right? When you want to begin getting your life together, you start with organizing your room and then your workplace. And once your surroundings, your like instant environment is organized and well arranged and tidy and clean, it helps reorganize your mind and it helps sort out your thoughts. And you'll feel less anxious, you'll feel less all over the place. And then you can slowly move forward with organizing your routine and trying your best to stick with it. And doing it just one day at a time. And your initial motivation and your initial goal can just be, let's do something that was better than yesterday, just one thing that was better than yesterday. And for some people, it works in terms of motivation to compare themselves with someone that is more successful, right? But for others, especially those who have indeed hit actual real life hardcore rock bottom, that just makes them feel, you know, more loathsome toward themselves because they feel like they're a failure. So the best thing we can do is compare ourselves with what we were yesterday, right? And that could be a good motivation as well. So basically what I'm trying to say, all of these things, well, they need effort. We need to exert the most effort we can into actualizing that motivation we've developed within ourselves and make each day count and make it slightly better than yesterday. And personally, that's the lesson that I got from this story, that every person needs a slight motivation, a slight nudge in their life. And once we put that sort of motivation and effort into whatever project we have, the collection of all of this can become a treasure. When you put it all together, when it all sums up into a bigger picture, that's the true treasure. The fact that you could get yourself out of that dark place through your own effort and will, and your motivation was, let's survive this day by doing whatever I could to make it just slightly a dial better than yesterday. And then you look back, like in hindsight, you look back and you're like, oh, well, I'm practically a different person. I've grown so much. And that's a treasure in itself, I believe. With that said, maybe this is your sign not to be so hard on yourself, and find little motivations, whether from a wise person in your life, like these people had their father who unfortunately passed away, or like a good book that you read, a good movie, a good piece of poetry or art, and try to put some effort into moving a step forward, and you might find that the result of that effort you put could lead to something that you did not anticipate. And the point of all of it is that as long as you try, right? As long as you try, something is bound to happen. And something is always better than nothing. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.